It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And a good evening, everybody, from Rockport, where we have high school basketball coming your way between the Rockport Blue Jays and the Fall City Sacred Heart Pirates tonight. Rockport enjoying a terrific athletic year here. The girls are 15-1 coming into tonight's ball game. The boys, who got a really rough start to their basketball season because they went all the way to the championship in football, they're 13-3, and that's where we're at right now. For Rockport, for Sacred Heart girls, are coming in here 11-4 off a win Tuesday night over Auburn. The Sacred Heart boys coming in 5-7. They have had some tough games, both the Irish girls and the boys. They have played a very tough schedule to start, and both teams are ranked currently in Class D2. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's action is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects. They are building community. Right now, I'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. I'll give you the starting lineups for our girls' action tonight on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we welcome you back here to Rockport High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. The visitors from Fall City tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish for Coach Luke Santo. He will be going with 5'5 senior Avery Santo, 5'6 senior Daisy Witt, 5'9 junior Elise Reschke, 5'4 freshman Bailey Limeron, and 5'9 junior Hallie Jones. The Irish able to go fairly deep this year. We also expect to see Ryan Westengard, a 5'7 sophomore, in action tonight, along with Kinley Lechtenberg, a 5'7 freshman, and also Kemper Sipple, a 5'9 freshman. All have been playing for the Irish. For Coach Austin Allison, his Rockport Lady Jays, the starting five will include 5'6 junior Tatum Bulger, a 5'8 senior Ella Meyercourt, a 5'10 freshman, Stevie Gaines, a 5'9 sophomore, Audrey Meyercourt, and a 5'11 sophomore, Braylon Wood. We will also see just a few moments into the game another freshman, Leah Meyerncourt, a 5'7" freshman for the Rockport Blue Jays here. So I need to check something here. That's what I thought. I typed in a name wrong here. Vogler, not Vulgar. So Tatum Vulgar. Vogler is going to be starting. Tatum Vogler, a 5'8" junior. Sometimes my fingers and my keyboard, they don't get along very well when I'm doing things like putting those lineups in place. Wrestling over on KTNC, our sister station, I, Troy Nelson and Roger Wendell at Fall City High School, bringing you action. That's been going on close to an hour now. They've got, I think, Pawnee City and Johns County Central there at the Magner Henderson Fieldhouse High. So if you enjoy wrestling, tune in KTNC. We think we'll have basketball tomorrow night, but the way schools are dropping here in Missouri, and some are changing their game times for tomorrow, and some even changed to play tonight. We don't know what we'll have for sure, but we'll keep you up to date on all that as we go. Shay Harvey introduced the crowd on hand here. I already know that South Holt School is having no school tomorrow down in Oregon. Here at Rockport, kids are excited. No school tomorrow for Rockport. And we've also got Freeman. No school tomorrow for the Falcons. So that also canceled all their activities for Friday. So we'll see what goes on. We're supposed to have basketball, Shay Harvey, Pawnee City tomorrow night at the Rowe Activity Center. Coming up on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night should be extra milk and friend at Johnson Brock. But hey, we'll find out what Mother Nature says we can do and let you know as we progress through the day tomorrow. The Irish on the road, dressed in black with white numbers. The Blue Jays at home, dressed in white with blue numbers and are ready to go. Our officials taking off their jackets and we are set to go. Good crowd on hand here. Excellent, excellent view here in the new gym. Last year we were over here for a game at Rockport. And last year, I think over the Christmas break, is when they had a water line break and came in the other side of the gym, the west side, and it blew the floor up. Came in here and the floor was standing about 4 feet in the air, 3 or 4 feet in the air, and they had to play their games in the old gym. So we haven't been in this gym for a couple of seasons. Stepping into the center circle, Audrey Meyerncourt for Rockport. Hallie Jones for Sacred Heart. There's the toss, and it will go to the Rockport Blue Jays in the backcourt, and they come front court. Whether they go right to left toward the south bucket here as we look at it, it is in the hands of Audrey Meyerncourt. She goes across the lane over the top to Vogler. And now a shot on the way from the outside by Vogler. No good. Offensive rebound for the Blue Jays. Shot no good by Audrey Meyerncourt. And a putback, another offensive rebound. That's put up and in by Stevie Gaines for the Blue Jays, the 5'10 freshman. So the offensive rebounds. Oh, near side, the Irish going to who has been their hottest player, Hallie Jones on the right block, and she hits it from about 3 feet away, and it's a 2-2 tie, 45 seconds into the ball game here. All right, back to action we go on the Blue Jay end here. Take the ball to the left side to Gaines. Gaines goes inside, turnaround jumper on the left block, up and good for Stevie Gaines. The assist, to Tatum Vogler. Vogler with the assist, it's 4-2 Rockport. To the front, Limmer onto the basketball, down the paint, right side, up off the glass, too strong. Rebound picked off there, and the other way with the basketball come the Blue Jays. Stevie Gaines with the rebound. Left side, three ball, open up, and too strong that time. No good by Vogler. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones. Jones gives it up to the right side, pushing it up. Now it is Santo. Takes it from Lemeron. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Had it knocked away, gives it off to Dacey Witt. Dacey in the corner for Lemeron. Three ball, up, too strong. And the rebound is grabbed by Ellemeyer, worth the 5'8 senior. A pretty young Rockport team here. The only senior on the team. We go the other way. We've got a tie-up inside the three-point line. It is grabbed by Avery Santo along with a couple of Blue Jays. And the alternating possession, the ball belongs to Sacred Heart. 4-2, Rockport with the early lead here. We played less than 2 minutes so far. Up the floor of the basketball will come Lemeron. Picked up her dribble. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays here. Out on the left side, Witt. Hand check. Goes around a pick by Jones. Fires off the glass. Off the right side, no good. Fight for the rebound. Fighting with it is Stevie Gaines. Fighting with herself. She got it corralled out near the side that time. Ball came down in the paint. Now over on the right side of the basketball is Braylon Wood. Wood will hand the ball off, and a long three on the way. No good for Audrey Meyer-Court. And out with the ball comes Avery Sando to the left side of the floor. It is going to be Witt back out to Sando. Three ball up, three ball down for Avery Sando. And the Irish take the lead now, 5-4. So now we come back. Rockport side looking to get the lead back. Now we've got a whistle, we've got a foul. Now the only unfortunate thing here, we are on the wrong side of this gym. See the fouls, that foul on Hallie Jones, her first foul of the game. Here's a long three, too strong for Audrey Meyer-Court. Rebound comes out long, picked up by Wood, back to Meyer-Court, two-pointer up, no good. Had another rebound by Avery Sando for the Irish. 5-4, Sacred Heart, 3 minutes gone by, inside to Jones, splits the double team with the left hand on the left side, good. She's got four and the Irish are up now, 7-4. 4:45 left, opening period. Take it around to Wood. She'll bring the ball to the near left side to Leah Meyer-Court, that checked in on that one of those dead balls. I didn't hear the horn go off. Now to the left side, Audrey Meyer-Court with it. Audrey dribbles, guarded out there man-to-man, gets around Wood. Cut off. Good job defensively by Elise Reschke. Now swinging around the right side to the elbow to Gaines. And now out top, three ball up, no good by Audrey Meyer-Court. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones. We got a whistle, and I think a foul, yep. Official headed that way toward the scorer's table. Foul will be on, I believe, Audrey Meyer-Court. No, 13, not 14. Stevie Gaines with the foul, her first. So we have one foul on her. Each team with one team foul. Now we got everybody set. Irish basketball in the backcourt. Daisy Witt coming up the floor. Walks across the Blue Jay at midcourt. Gives the ball up to Elise Reschke. Backing in with the dribble. Comes off the right side now to Daisy Witt. Double team from behind. They swipe it loose. The ball's out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Irish here. Witt able to fight him off and gets the ball off of a Blue Jay. So inbounding will be Daisy Witt from between the scorer's table and the Blue Jay bench. Gets it in there to Lemeron. Pulls up, shoots short, no good. Rebound comes out long to Leah Meyer-Court. Now drive the ball up the left block with the entry pass. Shot off. No good for Gaines. Rebound brought down and headed the other way. Elise Reschke. Top of the key. Leaves it off there for Daisy Witt. Kicks it out left side. It's Lemeron with it. Drilling to the free throw circle. Now to Sando. Sando moving left. 7-4. Sacred Heart. 3:25 to go. Opening period. Sando thought about a three. Couldn't get it away. The defense jumped out on her quickly. And now back to Witt. Daisy Holt dribbles to the right side of the floor. Now hands it off. It's going to be Lemeron driving down the left side. Off balance shot with a left hand. No, but a whistle and a foul. Puts her at the line to shoot a pair of gifters here. Our official walks over to the scorer's table. And the foul is going to be called on Tatum Vogler. Her first team foul number two. Free throw up and off the rim. No good. For Bailey Lemeron. She'll have another one here. Out of the game for the Irish goes Elise Reschke. Checking in for Sacred Heart is Kinley Lechtenberg, freshman. Second one up and swish for that one. And it's now 8-4. Sacred Heart with the lead early on here. What do we got? A hold up somewhere here. All right, everybody's in now. Kemper Sipple in the game for the Irish. Off the right side, the ball goes, and a long three from the wing is up and good by Leah Meyer-Court off the Blue Jay bench. freshman hits it. It's now 8-7. Back the other way we go with it. It's going to be Sipple. Kemper hands off and floating down through the lane. Missing it is Sandwich. Finds his way back to her, and she puts it up and in. 10-7, Sacred Heart, 2:35 to go. A three ball up, too strong, no good. The Irish fight the ball. It goes out of bounds. Coming down and shooting that thing up in a hurry was Audrey Meyercord. All right, let's see. We'll get this up a little bit here. All right, we come back the other way now with it. Rockport ball on the right wing. Driving to the baseline. Throw it across the lane and a long two-pointer. Handing it will be Leah Meyer. Of course, she's got two straight hoops, and we got a 10-9 ball game. Let's see if my technical assistant says that's any better what we're doing now here. Thanks, Randy. I can always count on him for something. We go the other way. Shot up, blocked. Oh, and a foul. The Blue Jay fans won't be happy with that. Blocking the shot was Braylon Wood, and she's going to get whistled for a foul as well. Her first team foul, number 3, on the Blue Jays, and it will put Kemper Sipple at the free throw line. On the way up, and bounces off the back, no good. Oh, she will have another one coming here. Out goes Carly Gebhardt, who has checked into the game for the Blue Jays. Also out is Braylon Wood. Free throw rattles and bangs, and it falls in the hole for Sipple. Jones back in, Sipple out. It's 11-9, the Irish lead. We've got Audrey Meyercord in at point guard for the Blue Jays. Ella Meyercord is in there. Over on the far side, Tatum Vogler. Taking to the right side elbow to Leah Meyercord. So I got like a 60% chance of being right. Here's a three ball, right side, corner, no good. Offensive rebound again, put back by Stevie Gaines, no. Three ball again from the right side wing. This time it's put up by Ella Meyercord, no. Offensive rebound again, and Stevie Gaines puts it up and in. She's got 6, and we've got a tie ball game at 11. Minute 38 to go here in quarter number 1. Pass to Jones, too tall, out of bounds, or not out of bounds, stolen. Driving in, a quick hand, good steal from behind by Lemeron. Picked up by Witt, now back to Lemeron to the front court on the right side. A minute 20 to go in the period. Driving around the left side, dishes it off there to Peyton George, who's in the ball game. Inside to Jones, goes in. We're going to have a held ball, I believe. Yes, we do, and this time it will go to the Blue Jays. Sato coming back in for the Irish, along with Elise Reschke. Witt will sit, and out goes Kinley Lechtenberg. All right, with the ball. Coming up the floor, Audrey Meyercord, 5'9 sophomore. Now swinging around to the left side and around to the elbow to Leah. Back out top with it, Audrey Meyercord. Audrey goes right side. 10 feet behind the three-point line is Ella Meyercord. She comes on your left side to Leah. Back to Ella. Out of the right side, down in the left corner, right side rather to Vogler. She'll give it up, and a three ball headed off towards the hoop. No good for Audrey Meyercord. Rebound brought down by Reschke. Reschke ahead to Sando. Stops, now goes, and for the right side, wouldn't go. Rebound by Jones, and a foul on the putback on the Irish junior. Foul will be called on Tatum Vogler. Tatum is going to pick up her second foul here. Fourth foul of the quarter on the Blue Jays. At the free throw line is Hallie Jones, 4 points in the ball game. 11-11 with 33 seconds to go. Free throw on the flat iron on the back, won't fall in. She'll get another one. Back of the ball game for the Blue Jays, Braylon Wood, 5'11 sophomore. Senior Ella Meyercord, the only senior on this. Nope, Lexi Stan is also a senior down here at the bottom. So two seniors, free throw off the mark, no good. The official out on the side said it didn't hit the rim, but it did. He was opposite side, but it hit between the backboard and the rim. Anyway, Rockport ball, they had the rebound, or they get it this way, either way. Hallie Jones checks out of the ball game with the final 25 seconds of the period. Pass the ball away to Wood, standing out on the back line of the volleyball court. cross-court pass stolen away by the Irish, by Reschke. And then as she heads up the floor, it's knocked away from her, out of bounds, off of Leah Meyer court. Now the Irish going to bring back in Witt and Jones for the final 15 seconds here for offense. Going off and play offense, defense in the first quarter, but the Irish will do it right here now. Makes perfect sense. Up the floor, Witt, 8 on the clock, to the top of the circle, moving to the left, still outside the three-point line, to rescue 4-3, off to Sando, open for 3 on the rim, Wolf go, and after 1, we've settled nothing. It's Sacred Heart 11, Rockford 11, in our girls' game. We'll take a one-minute break and be back on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the gym in Rockport. Here's a shot up by Sando for 3. No good. Oh, Hallie Jones over the back. Went through the Rockport Blue Jay and picks up her second foul of the ball game. That is the one bugaboo the Irish have with Hallie. She's aggressive, but she gets in foul trouble, and now she's on the bench. 4 points in the first quarter for her. 11-11. We are tied here, our second tie of the ball game. To the front court. Rockport with it. Take the ball inside on the left block and tripping, not traveling, did a good job there to Stevie Gaines. Now back out on the right side beyond the three-point line and a shot up. No good. And another offensive rebound gobbled up by Rockport. First shot up there by Audrey Meyercourt. Now it will be Ella Meyercourt inside on that left block again. Shooting, missing, no good. Stevie Gaines, rebound to the Irish. Brought out of there by Lemeron. Her pass up the floor, intended for Sando, is knocked out of bounds by the Blue Jays. So it's going to be Irish basketball on the sideline. The near side, the east side where we sit here, the Rockport fans, the Irish fans over on the other side. Here's Witt, picked up her dribble, gets it across. Now it's going to be in the hands of Reschke. Over the floor, left side, Sando. Back out top to Witt. We're in Missouri. We have no 35-second shot clock tonight. Sando, three ball from the top. Short, no good. Rebound comes down. Audrey Meyercourt with it. She'll bring it herself. Off the floor to Vogler. Off the left side of the ball going to Ella Meyercourt. Take it. Flying down the lane. Off the glass. No good for Ella Meyercourt. Offensive rebound again. And 2 points for Braylon Wood. And the lead goes back to Rockport, 13-11. Sacred Heart with the ball. They've had their chances, but they've been a little cold shooting the ball here. Sando thought about it, didn't. She'll give it up. Witt down the right side, all the way to the hole, off the glass. It's up, it's good. A little running one-hander down the side. Daisy Witt got her first two of the game. And the Irish tie it up at 13 apiece. 13 all here, quarter number 2. To the left side, working the ball. Audrey Meyercourt passes underneath. Mishandled, it bounces out to Vogler. She'll give it up again to Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey in the paint, floats it, missed it. Foul on the Irish. Foul will go on Daisy Witt, her first. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on Sacred Heart here. at the line. The Blue Jays up the first one. It's good. So Audrey Meyer, of course, has her first point of the ball game, and the Blue Jays lead 14-13. Second one on the way up and off the side, no good. It didn't hit anything. Came down in the hands of Kemper Sipple that hit the backboard and no rim, so it's going to be Irish basketball. 14-13, Rockport by one. To the front with 5:35 to go in the first half. Santa with the basketball for the Irish, hands it off. Now it's Lemeron. Tripping, falling, throws it up off the glass. It went in and crawled back out. And the ball is going to belong to Rockport as the ball came down out of bounds. There come the Blue Jays to the front court. With it, Audrey Meyer, oh my, offensive foul. She made the three, but she pushed the defender with her left hand and stopped. She gave a big shove right in front of the Irish bench to Daisy Witt. And the turnover to Sacred Heart on that offensive foul. So Meyer, of course, with her first foul of the game. So 12, Ella Meyer, of course, excuse me. To the front we go, and a three ball up and good. This one on the right side, that is Lenoron. She's got four in the game, and the Irish lead it now 16-14. Here's three ball, the other end up, no good by Ellemeyer. Of course, she did not get that foul. Rebound is brought down by Reschke. The foul went on, I believe, Audrey, and she went out of the ball game. Up the floor we go. Free throw line jumper up and good for Lemeron. She's got two hoops in a row, and the Irish are up 18-14. At the other end, long two-pointer in and out, no good by the Blue Jays. Ellemeyer, of course, can't get it to fall. Rebound to the Irish, and it's going to be handed off from Santo to Lemeron to Witt, running the right side at the elbow. Picked up her dribble, cross court, stolen away. On the run the other way, Audrey Meyer, of course, all the way in. No, a whistle and a foul, and an injured Irish player. I think the injured player is Bailey Lemeron. Did she get the foul? She did, and I think she might have got, when she committed the foul, she bent her fingers back, her arm. She's up, ready to go. Free throw up and good for Audrey Meyer, of course. She's now got 2 points in the game. It's 18-15, Sacred Heart by three. Second one coming here for the sophomore. Up, got it. She's three out of four at the line. And it's 18-16. Daisy Witt up the floor on the left side. In for the Irish is Ryan Westengard now. Defender falls down as Witt works the ball to the right side. Reschke goes inside. A lot of bumping off the shot, right block. No good by Kemper Sipple. Here comes Audrey Meyer. Korth pulls up from 16. Missed everything. The ball is going to land out of bounds on the end line. Audrey's a good ball player. She is very athletic. And we got timeout called by one team or the other. Anyway, it's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
18-16, Sacred Heart with the lead, 3:44 to go in the opening half here at Rockport tonight. Irish will inbound the ball, but Rockport took the timeout, and up the floor comes Witt. Daisy to the right side to Reschke. Elise Reschke, boy, a lot more confident than a year ago. Of course, you're more confident. She handles the ball so much better. Witt, oh, did she travel? probably, but no whistle. The Rockport fans thought she did. Reschke for three, in, out, no good. Battle for the rebound, comes down to Rockport. Throw the ball ahead to Leah Meyer, of course. Stolen away, knocked loose by D.C. Witt, but she couldn't get a wrap on it, and she and the basketball end up out of bounds. Rockport will trigger from the baseline. They bring it into the left, right corner. Three ball up, no good by Leah Meyercourt. Another offensive rebound, a put back by Vogler won't go. And D.C. Witt will come out with the ball for the Irish at the three-minute mark of the first half. To the front with it. Westengard handed off to Sando. Three ball straight out front. Short that time. I think that she went to set herself to shoot that time. It looked to me like the ball came loose in her right hand. Like just she went up to shoot it, the ball just kind of rolled. And she didn't really have her hand under like she normally does, because you don't see her shoot air balls from that distance. She goes to the bench. Oh, there's another travel. That one got called. This time, Audrey Meyercourt wanted to make a pass. Defender steps out, and she couldn't keep her dribble and gets called for walking. Inbounding is Bailey Lemmer on to D.C. Witt. Westengard is in there also, is Sipple. And the ball in the hands now of Westengard. Double team at the midcourt line. She kept going the wrong way. It's a steal. And oh, what a block. Coming back, hustling back. Elise Reschke with the big block. She went hustling back there in a two on none. She caught up, made it a two on one, and swatted that layup attempt out of bounds. All right. Good defense by the Blue Jays on the other end. They will trigger from the baseline. Down by two, bring it out top. Three ball up, no good by Ella Meyercourt. Rebound to Reschke. She wheels out on the right side. Will hand it off to D.C. Witt with 2:20 to play in the second quarter. Witt bounce pass to Reschke. The Irish play two at the free throw line, double high post. Out it goes on the left side for Peyton George, who's back in the ball game. Now to Witt. 2:05, and they're trying to force the Irish backwards. High post with it, and they give it away to Sipple. Out in the left corner, three ball up and down for Bailey Lemeron. She has 9, and the Irish are up 21-16. Their biggest lead of the ball game is 5 points. Right side, three ball from the wing, up and good for Leah Meyercourt. She's got 8 off the bench for the Blue Jays. 21-19. To the front we go. Witt off the right side. Threw it, and it's stolen away. The pass intended for Bailey Lemeron. It was stolen by Ella Meyercourt, but she was right on the sideline. She got the dribble in, but the foot hit out of bounds, and the Irish get the ball back. Peyton Georges will sit down for the Irish. Avery Sando back in the ballgame. Checking in for the Blue Jays, Carly Gibbarns, a 5'8 sophomore. Give it to Lemeron, into the paint, dishes it back out to Sando, hand it off on the weave, Witt for three from the right side of the circle. No, oh, how, nobody's got control of the rebound yet. It rolls all the way past midcourt, finally pushed forward by Vogler into the hands of Ella Meyercourt. Out on the right side for three, it's up, it's good, again, Leah Meyercourt. She does not start, but Coach, how do you keep her on the bench? You don't very long. He told me that before the ball game. 22-21, the lead goes back to Rockport. So, Irish ball, Witt in the circle, backs out. Here comes a double team, lost the handle on it, stolen away. Push it in, throw it across the lane. Witt blocks the shot, loose ball, held ball, will stay with Rockport. Heck of an effort again defensively by the Irish. They hustle back. Rockport's coming out and double-teaming the ball handler out beyond the three-point line, and they're giving ground out near midcourt and getting trapped out there. Good strategy defense. Look, the Irish need to handle the ball better than that. Here is an inbound pass. It goes to Stevie Gaines. Stevie Gaines elevated, and an Irish defender jumped into her. So Gaines will go to the line to shoot a pair. Sagenhardt foul on Kemper Sipple. Her first, third foul of the quarter, fourth foul of the quarter on the Irish. Free throw is no good. The collective we, Rockport and Sagenhardt, is not going to be appearing on a free throw shooting video based on this game. Here is one made. Both teams struggled a little bit at the line, and now it's 23-21. Rockport with the advantage, 35 seconds to go in the half. Both teams have struggled at the line so far. The other way is Witt to Santo. Senior passes to the freshman. Lemeron back to Witt. Cross court, Reschke. 18 on the shot, on the clock. Excuse me, no shot clock, as I said. Reschke's pass, tried to throw it over the defense, and it is tipped away. Good defense again by Audrey Meyercourt. So in the backcourt, inbounding will be Lemeron with 11 seconds to go. Witt on the right side. Backs up. Six on the clock. Down she goes to the left side wing. Back out it goes, and now it's Lemeron. Fires it, and it won't go at the buzzer after one half a play. It's the Rockport Blue Jays, the Lady Jays, 23, and the Sacred Heart Lady Irish, 21. 23-21 at halftime. We're back after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I welcome you back here at Rockport High School, where our score to girls game at halftime, 23-21, the lead to the Lady Blue Jays. Our halftime report, the numbers brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half for the Irish tonight, they're led by Bailey Lemeron, the freshman. 9 points in the first half. We've got 5 for Avery Santo, 4 for Hallie Jones, 1 for Kemper Sipple, and 2 for Daisy Witt. The Irish are 2 out of 6 at the free throw line. The only player in the game with more than one foul for the Irish is Hallie Jones. She has 2. For the Rockport Blue Jays in the first half, it is 11 off the bench for Leah Meyercourt, including 3 triples. We've got 7 for Stevie Gaines. They are both freshmen. 3 points for Audrey Meyercourt, ball at the free throw line, and Braylon Wood has the other 2. For the Blue Jays, they have 2 fouls on Tatum Vogler, the only player for the Blue Jays with more than one foul. They are 4 for 6 at the free throw line. Halftime, 23-21, the lead to the Rockport Blue Jay girls. The boys game will follow. Right now, we will take a 2-minute timeout here from our sponsors. Then we're going to do something I hate to do, but it's needed. We're going to check the weather because I don't think we're going to like what we hear. Then we'll be back with second half action in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. with over 15 years experience in the electric industry. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Tap, tap, tap. No, that's not tap dancing. That's the sound of F&M Bank's tap and pay cards making checkout a breeze. Plus, every tap of the special design card sends support straight into our local schools. With over $50,000 already given back, your next purchase could be the start of something powerful. Stop by F&M Bank and check out their special card designs. Tap to pay, tap to give, tap into something bigger. Only at F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. A cold weather advisory goes into effect tonight and continues into Friday morning. More clouds will push in for this evening with bitter cold air coming into a low around 1 above. Breezy conditions will mean wind chill values down to around 20 below tonight and continuing into Friday morning too. We'll see mostly cloudy skies lingering for the day on Friday. Not much warming, a high of only 7 above and still breezy. Snow is likely as we head toward Friday night. New snow accumulation then of 1 to 3 inches. A low around 2 below with cloudy skies and lighter winds. Snow will continue as we head towards Saturday. Could see additional snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Cloudy skies as temperatures top out around 6 above. Light snow accumulation possible with areas of snow that continue into Saturday night. Otherwise cloudy as temperatures dip back to 1 below. Could still see some isolated snow showers continuing into Sunday morning. Otherwise a mix of sun and clouds as temperatures top out around 12. Falling back to 7 below heading towards Sunday night with some passing clouds. Sunny for the day on Monday and a high around 22. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during Free Char Week at Hell Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamugi Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4 to 6 year old. Find out more at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
At Rockport, our girls' game is at halftime. It is 23-21. The home team, the Blue Jays, leading Sacred Heart 23-21. And we have the second half coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I'll give you a couple of things of note that we've learned tonight. Here at Rockport, there's no school tomorrow because of the weather that's coming. And I was talking to one of the teachers here. He said, yeah, that's a four-day weekend for us. They do a four-day week school here at Rockport. They go Tuesday through Friday. They get Mondays off. So four-day weekend for the Rockport kids and the teaching staff. South Holt School, no school tomorrow. The blood drive down there is canceled as well at Oregon. And Freeman School over at Adams is also no school tomorrow. I'm sure there's going to be more of that as we progress through the evening and into tomorrow morning. Other basketball score, a few girls' games already going through. And if I can find them again. There we go. We have Del Rodel, a minute 11, third quarter over Lawrence Nelson, 34-10. These are girls' games. The end of the first half, Freeman over Wilbur Claytonian, 21-15. At halftime, Johns County Central over Tri-County, 23-13. At halftime, Lord Central Catholic and Nebraska, they lead Nebraska Lutheran at halftime, 21-0. That's the scores we have for the girls so far. The boys' games didn't get pushed up so far, so that's where we're at as far as scores around the area at this point this evening here. 23-21, the halftime has expired, and we're ready to go. We've had three ties, three lead changes in this ballgame so far. Rockport girls, 15-1 on the year. Sacred Heart, 11-4. Irish ball, they go right to left here in the second half. Toward the south end, into Jones, out. And now a three-fall for Santa, short off the front edge, and the rebound grabbed up by Audrey Meyercourt, and she'll bring it up the floor. Lobs it ahead now into Tatum Vogler. Her pass out there, stolen away by Avery Sando, the Irish senior. Take a left side with a senior, back down left side, freshman Limeron on the iron, it won't go. Rebound, Ella Meyercourt on the far side. She'll pass the ball forward to Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey back in the middle, now on the right side, Braylon Wood. Out of the elbow, right side back in the middle, just outside the lane. Shot up is no good by Wood. Rebound out of bounds, they say. Touch last by Elise Reschke of the Irish. So Rockport will trigger on the left side underneath their own bucket. They run a little swirl here. Get the ball in, shot up, short. We get a whistle, we get a foul. That's why it was short. And I'm afraid, let's see. For the Irish, yep, Hallie Jones. She had, I couldn't really tell, there were a bunch of them crowded in there, but Hallie had that guilty look. She picks up her third foul of this ball game. Free throw on the way is up, and it is no good for Stevie Gaines. She's now 1-for-3 at the line tonight, looking to add to a 2-point advantage here for Rockport. Free throw up, free throw no, and Hallie Jones grabs the rebound for the Irish. Coach Luke Sando leaving her in there with the three fouls. Up the floor, Witt off to Sando. And they can't connect on the pass. There was a defender right there. Ella Meyercourt might have got a hand on that ball. Then it went off Avery Sando's hand and travels out of bounds. So now coming up the floor will be the Blue Jays with it. Audrey Meyercourt up the floor, hands it off. Ella Meyercourt across the court on the left side now to Wood. Wood inside, now back out to Ella Meyercourt. Three ball, no. Reschke tips the rebound to a teammate, and now up the floor comes the freshman Limeron. Now off to Reschke, left side of the elbow. Back to Limeron, looking inside, can't get it in there. Trying to get it into Jones. Now they're going to dribble it out to the top, top of the key. Left side Limeron dropped it, got it back. Dribbles, guarded man-to-man. Now they go into Jones, and the pass is knocked away and stolen by Braylon Wood. Wood with the take. takeaway at the other end, throw it in the paint. Driving, shooting, the left side with the right hand, up and good. Ella Meyercourt, the senior, gets her first two of the night, and the lead is 4 for the Blue Jays. Timeout by the Irish, down by 4 to the 6:06 mark of the third quarter. We return to Rockport after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
6:06 left in the third quarter. Elise Reschke to trigger the ball in. Looking, oh my, she missed the backcourt. Could have went to Lemeron, didn't. Gets it into Witt. Witt moving down the left side. Now over to Lemeron. Three ball, left side, too strong. And the rebound is grabbed up by Stevie Gaines. Up the floor quickly the other way go the Blue Jays. Back in the ballgame, Leah Meyercourt during the timeout for Rockport. Sacred Heart. Defensively, shot up, ball away, no good. Another offensive rebound. Braylon Wood with the rebound. She missed the putback, but a foul on the Irish. Foul, I believe, yeah, on Avery Santo. Her first team foul, number 2 of the third quarter. Free throw up and good. Braylon Wood now 3 points in the ball game, and the lead is 26-21. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Second one, no. Rebound fights its way all the way out toward the free throw line, which grabbed there by Daisy Witt. To the front against the man-to-man defense. Slaps it off the right side to Santo. Avery into the paint. Pulls up. Back out top. Right side now into Jones. Jones spins in the lane. Shot blocked. Comes down in the hands of Elise Reschke. And it's up and in. Good job under there by Elise Reschke staying with that. 26-23, Rockport by a triple. At the other end, forcing it up and making it that time, Audrey Meyercourt. Her first field goal gives her 4 points in the ball game. Kind of get caught in no man's land there, jumped up, and you have to shoot it or pass it. And one anywhere to go with the pass. Right side, Santo, three ball, swish from the corner. Avery Santo with her second three of the ball game, and it's now 28-26. Rockport with the lead. To the front with the basketball, Braylon Wood dishes off. Audrey Meyercourt to the left side, and a dribble drive by Ella Meyercourt. It's up, it's good, and a foul on the Irish will give her a chance at a 3-point play. See, they put it up on the board. The foul will be called on Sacred Heart. It's going to be on Elise Reschke. Her first free throw up and good. So Meyercourt now with her 3-point play. Makes it 31-26. At the other end, ball knocked loose, out of bounds. Foul, it's foul on Rockport, okay. I see, I catch up here. Foul will go against the Blue Jays. All right, now we get another foul on the Blue Jays. Who was that one? On the first one, I didn't see who they call. They didn't put it up on the big board. That one is going to go on Ella Meyercourt. Actually, she's got both those fouls. And now the Irish trigger from the baseline. Lemeron in deep, now comes back to the left side, three ball from her, no good. Rebound, oh, that was lucky, that ball almost hit out of bounds, not quite. Good eye by the official there, right on top of it. Here's a drive to the middle, a shot up is no good by Ella Meyercourt. And what do we have? Reschke had the basketball. She must have dropped her foot back and stepped on the in line, out of bounds. Rockport will get the ball back. Hallie Jones out of the 4:04 mark of the third quarter for the Irish. Out for the Blue Jays goes Leah Meyercourt. Bring the ball in, out top. Just checking in here is Gebert again. Carly will hold it, hand the ball off to Wood. Wood, hand it off. They miss him. Audrey Meyercord picks up the loose ball. Now fires a three. Eye off the backboard. No good. The rebound comes down long to Reschke. She'll wait for help. She'll throw it over to Sando. Sando right side to Lemeron. Lemeron into the paint. Down the lane with the left hand. It's up. No, got knocked to the floor. And the rebound comes down to the Blue Jays in the hands of Carly Gibbard. Gibbard up the floor with it. Audrey Meyercord throws it left side for Wood. And Wood, Coach Sando, wanted a call there, didn't get it. Here's another long three, up no good by Audrey Meyercord. And the rebound to Avery Sando for Sacred Heart. She's done a nice job on the board tonight, and that's not really her game at 5'5". But she's doing a good job tonight. The Irish are just not real big anyway. Come the other way now. Witt picked up her dribble, gets it off to Lemeron, out between the circles. Moving right with the dribble. Down in the corner. Sando, three ball, well short this time. Or they got a piece of that one over there on the far side. Loose ball comes down in the hands of Gebhardt. Gebhardt gets it back on the offensive end. Now over to Audrey Meyercord. Three ball, too strong on the flat iron. Picked off weak side by the Irish. Taken down by Elise Reschke. And we've got a timeout. 31-26. Rockport leads. We're back in 30 seconds. On Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
2:39 to go in the third quarter. Rockport girls leading Sacred Heart here, 31-26. Tough shoot tonight. A lot of three balls taken by both teams. They're not falling with regularity, you would say. Avery Sando has two. Bay Lemeron has two for the Irish. That's four they've made. For Rockport, three for Leah Meyercord. She's the only Blue Jay to make a three-pointer yet. They have shot more than the Irish, probably by quite a margin in this game on the attempts. To the front court, Stacey Witt has the basketball. They come out to set that trap, and down to Reschke, layup good. Excellent ball movement by the Irish, and a good job by Reschke again. 31-28, Sacred Heart within three, 2:23 to play. The drive on the right side, off the glass, good play there. Ella Meyercord went right around a defender. She puts it up, she's got seven, and it's 33-28. To the front with it, Stacey Witt. They look to run that same type of play. Now inside the ball goes, and spinning in the lane, missing is Kemper Sipple. Can't connect, and the Blue Jays come out with the ball on the run the other way. Stevie Gaines all the way to the hole, throws it up, no. Rebound to Sipple. She'll give it to Witt. Up and down the floor we go. Bullet pass underneath. Layup will not go for Lemeron. Too strong off the board. Rebound to Audrey Meyercord, and she'll bring it up through the midcourt circle. She'll fire the baseball pass ahead, and the ball takes three hops on the rim. Won't go for Ella Meyercord, then Reschke with the rebound. Now, DC Witt says, let's slow this thing down a little bit. No shot clock. We don't have to hurry. Comes up over the top of the two defenders. Now out to Sando on the right side. Fakes. Pulls out to the elbow. Three ball short. Off the rim again. Up the floor quickly the other way. Tripping is going to be called against the Irish here in the foul. I think it's going to be Avery Sando. Kind of got in the way of the ball handler. And down went Ella Meyercord. Avery picks up her second foul, and that is team foul number three, number four of the quarter on Sacred Heart. So the Irish, a lot of changes here. Jones back in the ballgame. Bringing in beyond the three-point line, shot up immediately by Meyercord. Nobody out there defensively. Kinley Lechtenberg in the ballgame. Witt's in, Jones is in, out on the right side is going to be Kemper Sipple. A drive by Witt, can't get it to go. Peyton Georges is in there. And the foul will go against the Blue Jays. This one is going on Leah Meyercourt, her second. Team foul number three of the quarter. Free throw for Witt, up and good. Daisy right now just 3 points in the ball game. 29-33, the Irish within four. Second one coming here for the Irish senior. It's up, it's good, got them both. 33-30. 1 minute to go in the third quarter, and up the floor come the Blue Jays. In the hands of Audrey Meyercourt, she'll pass the ball off the right side of the floor to Leah Meyercourt. Now down to the right side and into the high post, making dropping. And Ella Meyercourt got it back. Now to Audrey. She's going to fire a long three off the rim. No good. Rebound being fought. And given it all she had was Stevie Gaines. She was doing a little ballet move down there on the baseline, trying not to step out. Then she dribbled it, trying not to dribble it out of bounds. And then she stepped out of bounds and came in, and that was the turnover to the Irish. 5 point lead, Rockport, Sagart basketball. Reschke back in. Peyton Georgia sits down. Also in there, Letteron. Now pass it out to Sando. Between the circles, off to Reschke as the Irish running a play here. Letteron, they play catch cross court, out top. Trying to clear up that middle maybe for Jones. Witt held it quite a while, now starts to dribble. No count going on, 13 on the clock, counting down here. Off the right side, and Sando, pass tip, stolen away, and it's thrown across court as Audrey Meyercourt was falling out of bounds. She lobbed it across court trying to hit a teammate, but the ball went all the way over here, out of bounds on the near side. So Sagart will have it with 4.4 seconds to go. A long ball to tie here. Bring it down in the corner. Witt into Jones. Back into the paint. Wraps underneath the Reschke, and she can't hit the money. After three, it's Rockport 33, Sacred Heart 30. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Fourth quarter action ready to get underway. Rockport with a 3-point lead and the basketball to start this final period here tonight at Rockport High School. Blue Jays 15-1, looking to get to 16-1. Down to Audrey Meyercourt down the right side, shoots it short, rebound to Sando. Avery coming out of there with the basketball up the floor to the circle. Leaves it back. Witt for three. Got it. Buried it, and we are tied at 33. That's our first tie since 13-all. Witt now with 6 points. That doubled her total on the night. 33-33 at the 7:30 mark of this ball game. We come the other way now. Blue Jays on the left block. Double team down there is Stevie Gaines. Takes it out to the corner. Stolen away by Sando. Avery on the floor, digging it, and gets up with the ball off to Reschke. Reschke to Witt, out top. She positions Hallie Jones out to try to get a screen. Goes around her now, and oh, she walked. Yep, and the guy with the whistle caught it. Luke Sando says, throw the ball, pass it. 1 minute gone by in a tie ball game in the fourth quarter, and up the floor with it comes Audrey Meyercourt. Now what do we got? Blood on a Blue Jay. Oh, coming over to the side. sideline for Rockport is going to be, okay, that's Stevie Gaines. She goes over to the bench. She'll be replaced the lineup here. Coming into the contest again, Leah Meyercourt. So, should be ready to go here momentarily. Dr. Burke over there taking care of the players. He's always here, the Rockport games. All right, now we've got a timeout on the floor with 6:58 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a 30 second. They got blood on the floor. Okay, that's what we're doing. So we're going to keep it here because I don't think it's going to take very long. Apparently, what they're doing, it looks like Stevie must have got bumped in the nose. Now she sits down. All right, we got it all cleaned up, ready to go here. I don't think anybody called a timeout. Love the scoreboard here. At one end, they have the scoreboard. They have the players that are in the game listed by number. They have the number of fouls they have and the number of points they have scored in the game. The only thing they don't have is timeouts left, which I usually try to keep track of. At night, I've confused myself. Imagine that. Here we go. Free throw line jumper up. No good by Ella Meyercourt. Rebound, Avery Sano again. Give the ball away. Now it's going to be Lemeron to Witt. Stay hard, looking for the lead. Witt down the lane all the way to the hole. The layup is good, and the Irish take the lead. She's now got 8 in the ball game, and it's now 35-33. We have our fourth lead change here in this contest. And the ball tipped away by Lemeron. It goes out of bounds off the Irish freshman into the Rockport bench. Now they're trying to clean the blood off the uniform over there of Stevie Gaines. So up the floor, here comes Audrey Meyercourt. She'll pull up, three ball, in, out, and back in. Hit the rim, went to the backboard, went in, hit the rim, and went in finally. She's got 7 in the ball game, and now it is 36-35. Rockport regaining the lead. We come the other way now. Sagerhart ball, midcourt, in the circle. Daisy Witt, around a defender, and a hold, a reach in. Putting her hands on her was Leah Meyercourt. Leah picks up her third foul of the ball game. That will be the first foul of this fourth quarter. Irish ball between their bench and the scorer's table. Witt picked up her dribble, needs help. Gets away to Sandel on the left elbow. And Avery moves out, and a push foul going to be called. This one is going to go on Leah Meyercourt. She picks up 2 in a row. Now she's got 4. So Leah with back-to-back fouls will head to the bench for 4 fouls, and back in comes Stevie Gaines. That's good to see. You always like to see players that have bloody nose are out. Now they got that thing hanging out. 3 ball left corner. All of a sudden, Daisy Witt is the hottest player on the floor. She's got 8 points here in the fourth quarter, and the Irish are up 38-36. Audrey Meyercourt answers at the other end, and the lead goes back to the Blue Jays. 39-38, just as the Irish took the lead at the other end. Now Sando, top of the circle, and now Witt inside. Moving in is Hallie Jones, and she's going to be fouled. Well, the Irish are going to have a chance maybe at a bunch of free throws here the way things are going. This time the foul will go on the Blue Jays. Stevie Gaines, her second, third foul of the quarter. We got 5:19 to go. Hallie Jones for the tie. It's up, it's good, and we're tied again. Hallie 1-for-3 at the line now. 39 all. 5:19 to play. Up with the second free throw, and good. Got them both. 40-39, Sacred Heart. Our fifth lead change of the fourth quarter. The other way, Audrey Meyercourt over to the left side. Take the ball there to Wood. Wood to the far side to Vogler. Now back out to Audrey Meyercourt with the dribble. Off the left side with it for Braylon Wood. Now to the corner. Vogler. 3 ball. Up. Good. This time from the wing. She moved up. And her first point tonight with her squad ahead. 42-40. Sixth lead change of the quarter. 4:44 to go here. to the front, inside, it's Jones, rolls up off the glass on the right side with the right hand, up and good. She's got eight, it's 42 apiece. Here's a three-pointer for Meyercourt. Jones the rebound off the miss by Audrey Meyercourt. And we will come the other way now, 42 all. All right, Witt back in the midcourt circle. Off to Lemron. Now off it goes. Witt going to pull up from 16. No. Rebound brought down by Ella Meyercourt. Witt had the hot hand. Missed that one. Now up the floor quickly to Ella Meyercourt. Swinging around the left side on the elbow again. Now back Audrey Meyercourt. Boy, that would have been an NBA three there if she had taken that one. Ball deflected by the Irish off the Blue Jays. Stolen away. Elise Reschke with the ball to the front court. Now to Sando. Witt, long three, front edge, won't go. Rebound tipped up, no good by Reschke. Irish fans wanting a foul, they didn't get it. Reschke tried to tip it in without coming down. A drive the other end, and a foul in the paint on the Irish, and driving in for the shot, Stevie Gaines, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Sacred Heart foul this time will go against Elise Reschke. Elise said, well, they didn't call a foul on me or on my fouler down there at the other end. Maybe they won't call it on me, but they did. All right, into the game, Carly Gebhardt for Rockport. The free throw was no good. Second one for Gaines on the way up. Rattles, no. Rebound, Bailey Lemeron, the freshman, will get it to Witt. She looks over to Coach Luke Santa, who's shouting instructions, pacing back and forth, up and down the floor he goes. And the Irish going right to left toward the south bucket with it. Lemeron into Jones, spinning, shooting, no. Rebound, it's a battle, and it's taken down by the Blue Jays. They run it up the floor. They leave the ball back, and now Meyercourt with it. Audrey driving to the free throw circle, backing out with a dribble. Now continues to the right side, guarded down there by Witt. Still dribbling. Count is on. She got away. Shot up short, but a foul going to be called on Daisy Witt. Witt got her on the hand as a shot. Oh, no. Who? They called that on Hallie Jones. Now, I did not see Hallie in the vicinity of that play. But that's her fourth team foul number two, so that's a big one. Now Audrey Meyercourt's line has 11 points in the ball game, and it's 43-42 Rockport, and 44-42 the Blue Jays lead at the 2:58 mark of this game. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout and be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Rockport. Score now 44-42. Rockport with a lead. Let's see if I can find the information I'm looking for here. All right, Irish basketball. Here we go to the front court, Irish basketball. Work the ball from side to side. Now it's Witt with it. She wants Lemeron to come out and get it. She's double teamed right at midcourt. Throws it across the floor and out of bounds. No school tomorrow at Fall City Public School due to inclement weather. No school at Fall City tomorrow. That means no school at Sacred Heart tomorrow as well. Cross court pass knocked away. Elise Reschke. She has been active tonight on both ends. 2:32 to go. Fall City and Sacred Heart, no school tomorrow. When the public school doesn't have school, the Irish don't either. Audrey Meyercourt, her team with a 2-point lead, handles the ball off the left side. Jones, underneath for four fouls for the Irish, stays in the game. Meyercourt for two, short. No. Another offensive rebound, and reaching in, we have an already in possession. Jump ball, it goes to Sacred Heart. Jones reached in there after the Blue Jays got the rebound and is able to get a held ball. And here comes Daisy Witt, the Irish looking for a tie or the lead here. Inside to Jones, double team, and she puts it on the floor. Stolen away by Carly Gebhardt. 5'8 sophomore, and here come the Blue Jays, under 2 minutes to go now. Got to keep the ball up in the air when you're in the middle. There are too many hands fighting for it. And Meyercord, Audrey Meyercord, right side, baseline, three-pointer good. She's got 14, and the lead is now 47-42. 5 with a minute and a half to go. That is going to be Santa. A runner down the paint, short, grabbed up by the Blue Jays. Timeout, Rockport. 1:20 to go, 47-42, the Blue Jays lead. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
On here in the fourth quarter, the minute 20 to go. Sacred Heart had it tied up at 42 all, but now it's a 5-0 run here for Rockport. And they lead it with a minute 20 left in this girls' game tonight. We'll be posting all of our school closing cancellations we can on our Facebook page on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. Throughout the evening as we go here. The latest, Fall City Public. All right, here we go. And we have Sacred Heart coming away with the ball. Avery Sando with it. And now we've got a foul called on the Irish, called against Bailey Lenneron. All right, here we go. Take the ball inside, reaching in. Hallie Jones held ball. Will stay with Rockport this time. But now down to a minute 10 to go. Inbounding from the baseline will be the Blue Jays. They lob it out to the top, bring it in there for Stevie Gaines. Gaines off the right side, throw to the middle, down the lane with the scoop. It's up, it's good. Right in front of the hoop. Ella Meyercord with a tough shot, and now a 7-point lead for the Blue Jays with 57 seconds to go. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is Sunny 101.3.
57 seconds left here in this ball game, a 7-point advantage for Rockport. Coach Luke Sando having an exchange with one of the officials as a timeout was called. They weren't very happy with one another at that time. Irish ball at midcourt, inbounding Reschke. Irish needs some quick points here. They start to move. It comes into Witt. She had the hot hand early here in the fourth quarter. Now down the lane, left hand all the way in. The layup is good. She's now got 13 in the ball game. 48 seconds to go. Lead is 5. Rockport to the other end. Shot taken down short, partially blocked by the Irish. Here we go their way, rescue with the ball. Leave it to Witt. You don't have time to pass around too much or dribble a lot. Witt down the lane, out to Sando. Three ball, left wing, in and out. Witt go. Ball was halfway down the cylinder. 25 seconds left. It's a Rockport rebound. And the Irish couldn't catch up to foul. Now Reschke will with just 20 seconds left. What a big hoop that would have been. Reschke with a foul, her third. Fourth team foul on the Irish here in the quarter. So they got to commit one more. Here the ball comes in before the Irish can get a sub in. Trying to foul in the backcourt. And Audrey Meyercourt down the lane. Push from behind and will go to the line to shoot. Two free throws. The referees look at each other. Who's it on? 10. It's going to go on Daisy Witt, her second. And at the line will be Meyercourt. She is 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 1, 2, 4 out of 6. And 4 out of 7 now at the free throw line. That three-pointer percent, it was literally halfway inside the rim and came out. Second one on the way up and no good. Rebound out of bounds off the Blue Jays. They touch it last. The Irish will have it with 12.3 to go, but down 5. They got to do something quick. Witt pushes up the floor, leaves off for Sando. Can't dribble, long three. Got it. 5 seconds to go. Timeout, Sacred Heart. Sando now with 11 in the game. It's 49-47. Sacred Heart within two. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to firearms, peace of mind is everything. You need expertise you can trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local authority for professional gunsmithing, maintenance, and responsible ownership education. From repairs and custom work to the best selection of quality firearms, we prioritize your safety and satisfaction above all else. Stop in and see us at 1801 Stone in Falls City or check us out on Facebook. Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing, your trusted partner in responsible firearm ownership.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we've got 5.2 seconds left in this ball game. The Irish are down 2, 49-47 to the 15-1 Rockport Lady Jays. Rockport ball at the Irish end. Sacred Heart needs a quick steal and a quick basket or a really quick foul and hope that they can only make one for the Blue Jays the other end. But we shall see what is going to go on here. Triggering in from the baseline will be Tatum Vogler. All right, they line it up. Vogler coming around. Audrey Meyercourt, that was too easy. The Irish can't catch her. Down the lane, all the way to the paint. Layup, no, but she got fouled as she went by the free throw lane. She got away. She circled from the left side to the right side, took the handoff, and went all the way to the bucket. Sacred Heart foul will be called on Reschke. There's only 1.3 seconds to go. Free throw up and good. Meyercourt now with 15 in the game. Make that 17. It is 51-47, and the Irish are going to take that final timeout with 1.3 to go. We'll take one more 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Falls City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
To heave it, but they need 5 to win. They need 4 to tie, which is pretty much impossible. They're going to roll it up to the floor. Witt picks it up in the midcourt throw. just about made it off the glass. No good. Your final, 51-47. Rockport with their 16th win of the year. Taking our ball to 11-5. We'll wrap this up after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, here's the wrap-up on this ball game tonight. 51-47, your final. The Rockport Blue Jays get the win. Leading scoring for Sagan Hart, D.C. Witt with 14. She had 11 of those in the fourth quarter, 11 for Avery Santo. Bailey Lemeron had 9, 8 for Hallie Jones. It's 4 for Elise Reschke, an all-around good game, and 1 for Kemper Simple tonight for Sagan Hart, total of 47. For the Blue Jays tonight, they are led by Audrey Meyer. Of course, she had 18 in the game, and she had 14 of those in the fourth quarter, including going 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. It's 11 for Leah Meyerkorth off the Blue Jay bench side, all those in the first half. 9 for Ella Meyerkorth, 7 for Stevie Gaines, 3 each for Tatum Vogler and Braylon Wood for their total of 51. 51-47, your final. Rockport gets the win. We are in Rockport. We're playing Missouri rules tonight. That means 10 minutes between ball games here. So right now, Kurt Gilman, our studio engineer, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's do like we do a halftime show. We'll hear from our sponsors. We'll check the weather again and then be back after that for more sponsors. Back with a look at the starters in the boys' game tonight on Sunny 101.3.